Guitarist Mary Osborne began her music career in Minot, North Dakota, before age 11. She was soon working with big bands and on radio. She was deeply influenced when she met and heard electric guitar innovator Charlie Christian. By the late 40s, Mary Osborne was a top jazz guitarist, working or recording with Joe Venuti, Coleman Hawkins, Stuff Smith, and Art Tatum. And she was also popular with boppers like Dizzy Gillespie. As a guitarist and singer on the West Coast in the 50s and 60s, Mary Osborne appeared on TV, and her trio recorded for several small labels. From 1968 on, she lived in Bakersfield, California, ran her own guitar company, taught music, and performed in Los Angeles and at jazz festivals. Receiving equal billing with Mary Lou Williams on a 1945 Girl Stars session that predated the more famous RCA discs made a year later, Blues at Mary Lou's and Roomba Rebop feature guitarist Mary Osborne. Thank you. rumba rebop and Blues at Mary Lou's with the fine electric guitar sound of Mary Osborne. And, of course, Mary Lou Williams, whom I've featured throughout this series for her major league talents as a fantastic composer, arranger, pianist, and bandleader. Still ahead this hour, Sippy Wallace, International Sweethearts of Rhythm, and Madeleine Peyrou. During these programs introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing, I've had to skip over many wonderful artists and several that I've presented in depth before, like Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and Alberta Hunter, who was the subject of an award-winning jazz rhythm program. But I am including this next Alberta Hunter item because of its historical interest. Alberta Hunter was an excellent singer who, beginning in the 20s, was a huge success in cabaret, early classic blues, and in Europe. What's significant here is that she's with Lovey Austin. Lovey was a pioneering bandleader and songwriter of the 20s who inspired many female musicians, including Mary Lou Williams, and on record accompanied blues singers like Ma Rainey and Ida Cox. Together, Austin and Alberta Hunter wrote and recorded Downhearted Blues, a song that became a huge hit, launching Bessie Smith's career. Alberta herself waxed it several times, the first with Lovey Austin in 1923. Nearly four decades later, in 1961, they were reunited for Downhearted Blues. Then we'll move on to the terrific all-female International Sweethearts of Rhythm swing band.
Gee, but it's hard to love someone when that someone don't love you. I'm so disgusted, heartbroken too. I got the downhearted blues. Once I was crazy about a man. He mistreated me all the time. The next man I get, he's got the promise to be mine, all mine. Lord, he mistreated me and he drove me from his door. Yes, he mistreated me and he drove me from his door. Ah, but the good book says you got to reap just what you sow. Lord, I walked the floor. Say, I wrung my hands and I cried. Oh, I was helpless. Yes, I walked the floor. Lord, I wrung my hands and cried. I didn't have no blues, but I just wasn't satisfied. Lord, I ain't never loved three men in my life. Oh, I say I ain't never loved but three men in my life. 'Twas my father, my brother, and the man that wrecked my life. Lord, I got the world in a jug and a stopper right here in my hand. I've got the world in a jug and a stopper right here in my hand. And if you want me, pretty papa, you've got to come under my command.
Thank you.
The 1944 Gin Mill Special by the remarkable all-female swing band International Sweethearts of Rhythm. Singer and pianist Sippy Wallace, who wrote much of her own material, was very successful in vaudeville, tent shows, and early blues. On her mid-20s classic blues disc, she was backed by Louis Armstrong or Sidney Bechet or King Oliver. In the 30s, she mostly sang gospel. But during the 1960s and 70s, Wallace re-entered show business with gusto, touring blues and folk festivals, teaming up with blues singer Bonnie Raitt and traditional jazz bandleader pianist Jim DePogne, culminating in her 1982 Grammy-nominated album called Sippy. From it, here's Sippy Wallace with Jim DePogne's Chicago Jazz Band singing her own Up the Country Blues.
Hey, mama, gonna tell your papa, go tell your sister, gonna tell your auntie, I'm going up the country. Some folks are grieving. I left my man a crying. I left my friends a mourning. The way he had me treating me, he had no right to stall. He feels no done done. He's bound to reap with what he done. So. He knocked and kicked me. He stomped and abused me. He knocked and cursed me. He threw me dirty. Asked me with a matchbox. Hold my dirty clothes. He threw me low down and dirty. He's bound to regret what he done to me. Played bass. Shade, I bought him. Those shoes, I bought him. Those socks, I bought him. He knew he didn't want me. He had no right to stall. I told the prophet and I bought him. Let his naked head go bald. My mama's got him. My papa's got him. My sister's got him. My aunt had him. When I woke up this morning, Papa had a good country blues. When I was over in the corner, my grandma had him.
Thank you. brings good news. Every time I see the mailman, yonder comes the blues. Stay back, blues, please. Don't come this way, Lordy. Give me something else besides the blues all day. Every man I love, I've been refused. And when I want some loving, yonder comes the blues. People have different blues and think they're mighty bad, but the blues are about a man, the worst I've ever had. I've been disgusted and all confused. Every time I look around, yonder comes the blues.
Gentlemen, with Violet Burnside taking off on a tenor sax, here are the Sweethearts of Rhythm and Sweet, Georgia Brown.
Wow, a terrific Sweet Georgia Brown featuring saxist Vi Burnside with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm from a new CD of their long unavailable recordings. And Ma Rainey's Yonder Comes the Blues, Liesl Mack with the Jazz Classics. There's more about these remarkable women of jazz at the Jazz Rhythm website with links, photos, sound clips, and more at jazzhot, that's one word, jazzhot.bigstep.com. In jazz, blues, and swing, women have proven themselves creative, skillful, and equal to men as composers, arrangers, instrumentalists, and singers. Through the classic jazz and swing eras, women were consistently more popular and innovative as singers. Every big band, swing outfit, and dance band had a girl singer. Inspired vocalists like Bessie, Ella, and Billy completely revolutionized song in the 20th century. But only gradually did women succeed as band leaders and instrumentalists. They began as a scant handful on records in the 20s, most notably Lovey Austin and Lil Hardin Armstrong. In the 30s, females were the few talented exceptions, such as band leader Blanche Calloway, trumpeter Valeda Snow or the Melodeers Big Band. By the 1940s, women like guitarist Mary Osborne, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, and Mary Lou Williams had proven themselves to the public and to their male colleagues. These pioneers forged a difficult trail towards full acceptance of women as musical equals. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing professional sound preservation and restoration services. I'm concluding this five-part series with one of the oldest blues, W.C. Handy's Careless Love, sung by one of the youngest and most recent of these remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing, Madeline Peyrou. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.
Clutches.